out of coffee? No need to worry. Mater Dei Radio is brewing a second cup of the morning blend.
Well, on this second cup, we are going to talk about a day that many folks will never forget, particularly if they were around on May 18th, 1980. Actually, 42 years ago today was the eruption of Mount St. Helens. I mean, what an amazing event that was. If you had a chance to see it, the plume that went thousands of feet in the air, it darkened the skies for many people, just blocking out the sun. I wasn't here. I was actually down at Oregon State in Corvallis during the eruption, so I didn't get a chance to really see the plume like thousands of people did. But you can imagine, I mean, I think about this when I drive over the Markham Bridge, and you can look out and see how big Mount St. Helens is, particularly if it's snow-covered at the time. It just stands out. Can you imagine seeing that when the eruption took place?
Oh.
I mean, it would have been an incredible sight.
I'm very sure I would have been a little frightened to that, because it was so incredible. I think the other part that would be incredible for those is to see it one day with its top, and then the next clear day to see it, something like 3,000 or 4,000 feet of the top of the mountain just fell in a landslide.
Yeah.
And, you know, to go up there now, I mean, it was one of our favorite places to head up, especially when visitors came to visit us when we first moved up here. It's like, we got to go up here and see this. Incredible.
So, yeah, you think about this, a pointy mountain, just like Mount Hood or whatever mountain you want to compare it to, and then to basically have it become a flat top in seconds and blow out the entire north side of the mountain, essentially. So kind of a few facts and figures about Mount St. Helens. So the initial explosion was heard more than 150 miles away. So you can get an idea of the power behind that explosion. Of course, it not only blew out the entire side of the mountain, it triggered flash floods and huge, massive mudslides. And when we had a chance to go up there and see the mountain after the explosion, you know, this is months later when we got up there to see it, it was amazing to see the trees just laying down like toothpicks.
Toothpicks, yeah. I agree. And it had laid waste to the forest around it, and almost like another planet.
Yeah, it was.
And it's all dark because it was covered with ash and just no life.
No, incredible. And when it was all said and done, sadly, it ended up killing 57 people. That included a trapped motorist who were in the area, a U.S. Geological Survey volcanoist who was up there at an observation post who was killed. And many folks will certainly remember 83-year-old Harry Truman, who had refused to evacuate from the lodge. He basically said, I'm not leaving, you know.
Right. And, oh, of course.
Yeah, and sadly, he was one of those who were killed in the blast. And there was some interviews with him that was on the local news leading up to the explosion, and a lot of folks will remember that. But it certainly is an event in history, not only for our region, but across the country as well, to have something like that happen, because an event like that had not happened in many, many years. And so when the blast occurred, it was certainly worldwide news, not just to mention locally. And to see the images of that were just amazing. So I don't know, were you here yet at that point
in time? Oh, no. Yeah. I was still young. I was still, probably at St. Mary's Elementary School at the time. I definitely remember, though.
Yeah.
I definitely remember when it happened. And then, of course, I was very closely watching it. Was it around 2004 where it began to smoke again? Mm-hmm. And I remember so many people from around the world coming to see, you know, is it going to happen again? But it did kind of reform a dome on the inside of the crater. We do go up there often to hike, and summertime is a beautiful place to do that. And you can get different views of that mountain. Now, from our vantage point here in the south, looking at the south slope of Mount St. Helens, It looks relatively pristine.
Right.
Still lots of trees because that blast went north.
Exactly.
Now, if you come from this side, you go up through Cougar and around to that mud flow, there is an amazing lahar. Now, while it did a lot of damage, it also uncovered quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And as that mudslide came down, it uncovered a waterfall and lahar that kind of was carved out through the canyon there.
Right.
There is a steel footbridge that is made with 2x4 planks, and you make this little loop around, mm-hmm. and you've got to cross over this canyon. The water is turquoise blue.
Wow.
And it is kind of frightening
because
you have to do this one step at a time and slowly go over that, and it's a lot of fun, but it's incredible still what you can see.
Yeah.
And, of course, as the federal government, USGS, had decided in National Park Service is to leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
We are not going to clear anything. This was a natural occurrence, and we're going to see and study how the earth recovered from it. So
I have not been up there in years to see it. I don't know how long it's been since you've been there, but I'm kind of interested to know how the dome inside has grown and how much bigger it's gotten.
You can still see it.
Yeah.
Now, it's a good trek up there. It looks like it's close, but if you are going around to that Johnston Ridge Observatory,
mm-hmm.
that's pretty close to a 3-hour trek.
Yeah.
Yeah, to get all the way to the end, because there is no direct road. You got to wind through the mountains to get up there. So be prepared for a full day, but it is definitely worth the trip. We hope you enjoy today's Second Cup.